A surveillance video showing U.S. Representative Vance McAllister kissing a woman who's not his wife was published by the Washington Citizen newspaper on Monday. The woman in the video is believed to be a part-time congressional aide. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley joins me for more about the shocking development. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us and your reaction in hearing this news.
Well, I mean, I was simultaneously surprised and not surprised. I mean, you're surprised whenever it's your congressman, especially Representative McAllister, an individual who had run so prominently on the issues of faith and family. And so you're always stunned when this comes out. On the other hand, unfortunately, there's not surprise. Another politician caught in the arms of somebody not his wife. Unfortunately, we've seen it rather frequently in the last several years.
McAllister was quick to issue a statement, an apology. What do we know about politicians and political fallout when something like this is promptly addressed?
We know one of two things will happen. Either this will substantially change everything or this will, you know, largely affect nothing. And for those, it has changed their political careers. Are individuals who have responded at first with denials, I've been set up, this was not me. I think Representative Weiner in New York is probably the best example of this. Politicians who fight it make the situation worse. Politicians who are quick to apologize, recant, and, if you will, kind of lay low for a while, these individuals are known to recover. I think a great model of that would be, for example, Senator Vitter. And if you take that model, potentially you could have a very successful political career. If you fight it and make the situation worse or additional allegations come out, then you may not have much of a political career.
Yeah, well, the fact that the video surfaced just weeks after the election, going back to December 23rd, the purported date, does that have a larger impact in voters' minds?
I think what has the largest impact in the voters' mind is simply having a video, regardless of when that video was captured. It's one thing to read about your politician getting caught up in something. It's a different thing to see your politician caught up in something. And so the video itself is significant. When the video came out is not to the degree of whether it was December, January, February. I don't think that's going to make too much of a difference.
Yeah. The timing of this, does it give the congressman time to rebuild trust? We're looking, the full-term election coming up this fall.
Absolutely. In the political calendar, 5 minutes can be an eternity, mm-hmm. and a week can be a decade. So he has plenty of time. He doesn't have a lot of time. He's up for re-election in November. We are still in a qualifying phase. This is not too late for a challenger to come up and run against him. So it's much better for him that it's happening now in March. It gives him a couple of weeks to kind of rebuild his team, lay low, strategize, go back to Washington, D.C., get some work done, bring back some headlines to his constituents in terms of what he's doing and what he's working on. That'll give him the ability to help his constituents move beyond this.
Yeah, will those with political aspirations, does this give them an opening to jump into the field of candidates?
Absolutely. Any scandal is blood in the water. And so there are, I would imagine, several individuals who are right now hitting up the phones, talking to their friends, talking to their donors, talking to various connected individuals, saying, what do you think? Do I have a chance? Can you give me some donations? Do we have a grassroots team that we can put into effect? So I would imagine there are some Democrats and Republicans who are probably thinking about whether they should run against Representative McAllister. First-year congressmen are always the most vulnerable. He is a special election first-year representative. He was already going to likely see some sort of challenge when you throw in a scandal plus the first year. Yeah, he very much could see an opponent.
You mentioned a video. How likely does this become a campaign issue, and could it backfire?
It could become a campaign issue, and any negative campaign ad could potentially backfire. I would not be surprised if somebody runs against Representative McAllister, if a screenshot of this video were to pop up in a campaign advertisement. But you always run that risk of a negative advertisement. You don't convince simply the voter to vote against somebody. You might also draw the voter away from voting for you as well. But they do work if they're used effectively. I would expect this to be a possible campaign advertisement.
Any inclination about who may have leaked the video? Opposing party? Somebody within?
You know, at this point, everything is pure speculation. Yeah. I think at the very least, we know or we can generalize that there was an individual who clearly is not a big fan of Representative McAllister, leaked it to a publication that he felt was likely to run with this. And so someone who didn't like Representative McAllister.
University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley with insight on some of the latest developments regarding Representative Vance McAllister. Josh, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me, Bob.